Ireland will host the 50th International Eucharistic Congress in Dublin in June 2012, and preparations are ongoing around the 26 dioceses on the island of Ireland. For the next 2 months, preparations will include the performance of a one-act play called The Servant at the Supper. The Servant at the Supper was written by Eleanor Glenn, who also performs the role of the servant girl. Eleanor has travelled from Canada to share this play with us. Eleanor, it's lovely to have you here.
It's nice to meet you.
Eleanor, tell me a little bit about your own background. What is your day job?
I am a retired teacher slash principal for over 35 years with the Catholic District School Board of Eastern Ontario, Canada.
And why did you decide to write this play?
I wrote the play back in 2007 as a unique motivating tool to get the Catholic faithful of Canada to attend the 49th International Eucharistic Congress, which was held in Quebec City, Canada, in 2008. So I began performing the play in the fall of 2007 through until the Congress of 2008.
And tell me a little bit about the play, the setting and the context.
As you mentioned in your introduction, I am in the play. I am the servant girl who baked the bread and served the wine at the Last Supper. And my imaginary father in the play owns the upper room. So therefore, I'm present the next day at the crucifixion. I'm present at the resurrection when the women come back to the upper room to tell Peter and the apostles that Jesus is risen. And I'm present at Pentecost. And then the second half of the play entails an imaginary visit to the upper room by St. Paul, who leaves us with a very timely message for the 21st century.
And what happens, in the role of the servant girl, what happens during that part of the play when you are serving the food?
I am kind of jostled by Judas on his way out of the upper room, and I spill some red wine on my clothing and on the floor. So I kneel down to clean up the wine, and as I do that, I happen to look over. And so I'm on my knees, and I see Christ take the bread and bless it and speak the words, of course. And of course, it's the bread that I baked that very morning because I'm a servant girl. And then I watch him take the cup of wine, and it's the wine that I've poured, and of course, speak the words. And then I say that I watch the apostles pass the bread and wine one to the other and how those words were implanted on our hearts. And that I knew that I couldn't fully encompass what was happening there, but I was witnessing a miracle, and I knew that.
It must have been very challenging to try and capture the essence of what what would have been witnessed at that time. Did it take you long to write the play?
I got the idea for the play in February of 2007. I didn't write anything down on paper until May, but by that time I had the full idea for the play in my head. And the play, I feel, has its greatest impact when it's performed in churches, because again, then the audience is present in our present day upper rooms.